If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is 94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city, and welcome to the Electric Drum. Today I am joined by Charisse Adele. Hello, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
You can be you can speak up. Don't be soft spoken now.
Soft spoken, I am not.
Excellent. You have a crown. What's the crown for?
So I am the reigning queen of the Miss Full Figure USA Connecticut Plus pageant.
Okay. All right. Don't have to rub it in. Congratulations and welcome.
Thank you.
Let's get into it. Tell me about, where did you grow up?
Right here, New Haven, Connecticut. I am born and raised New Haven, right here.
Tell me about mom and dad.
So my mom passed away when I was 15. I grew up with my aunt, who is her baby sister. My dad, I didn't know too much about him. Heard about him, but not too much. My aunt who raised me, and it was her, and she took me and my brother in. It was eight of us that she took care of, six of her own, and then took me and my brother in. So I commend her, and that is my shero. So
was it her name?
Sherilyn Moore.
All right, Miss Moore. Tell me a little bit about growing up with her, and what are some ethics or, a teaching that really sticks with you?
My work ethics definitely comes from her, because one thing I will tell you, she is the worker. It boots on the ground, which it's funny because that's one of the biggest songs now. But there was nothing that she would not do for us. It was hard for her to tell us no, because she will literally go to work at night, get up in the morning after getting off work to make sure all eight of us was taken care of, and didn't sleep. I don't even know how she did it, and didn't even ask how she'd done it. But even until this day, she made it work. Just one job, two jobs at a time. And I think that's where I got it from, just watching her. Even though I didn't say much, because I was one of the quiet ones, and I just sat back and watched. But she is where I got it from.
It's amazing how sometimes you don't know where that inspiration or where that navigation in life comes from. You and your mother did not have a relationship, I'm assuming?
No, I didn't have much of a relationship with her. I knew who she was. She came in and out, but my aunt she is my shero.
Wow. And with you day in and day out, is there a story you can share with her, or just this one time with her that surprised you of what type of person she was?
My mom?
No, your aunt.
Oh, my aunt.
You're talking about Miss Moore now.
Yes,
come on now.
Yes. So my aunt is, there's so many different stories that I do have with her. she's going to get me. She's really quiet, and she's always in the background, but I am the outspoken one and want to dress up in the glitz and the glam, and she's not that person, but I am the one. So she finally let me dress her up and allow me to take the reign on it. And she was a little afraid behind it, because I'm the one with the colors and she's not. So she allowed me to do everything. So when she got the stuff, she's like, oh my goodness, what is this? What did you get me into? But I did. She allowed me to take reign on that. So she did, let me take care of all of that. So I'm grateful for her to allow me to be in my comfort zone to, express who I am through her. So.
Young ladies out there that are looking for role models and are in need of some guidance, it's okay to look for it in other places. You never know who it is, right? That's going to help you, guide you, help you become the person you are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you never, ever know. You may not have to say much. And just watching, being an observer, it got me to where I am today, just watching. And again, I sit back and watch a lot, and I take in a lot. Mm.
So what schools did you go to?
So middle school, well, going back to elementary school, I went to Clinton Avenue. Middle school, Betsy Ross. A high school, I went to Hill Regional Career High School. And that's where I graduated.
Hill Regional.
Yes.
Any teachers along the way that were influential for you?
Middle school, yes. Carol Ann DePue, she is no longer with us. She is an angel of mine. That is who actually got me into dancing. If it had not been for her, I wouldn't be dancing because she was the one who pushed me and got me into dancing. Mm. So wow. That is one of the... That is my angel and was my angel on earth outside of my aunt who took me under her wing, and she didn't have to, but she did. Paid my way through dancing school and got me. I was literally her child. I would go on vacations with her. We went to Cape Cod. I would stay the night with her. I was literally her child.
Wow.
And this was my teacher.
It always takes that one person, right, to like reach out and be that extra support. What would you be? What did you learn from her? What ethic did you get from her?
Believe in who I am and never give up on myself, regardless of what life throws at me. Continue to be who I am.
Wow, that's amazing. So you go from Betsy Ross to Hill Regional. Yes. How was your high school experience there?
It was traumatic because that's when I lost my mom. So, and losing my mom and my middle school my best friend who, you know, Carol Ann DePue, she passed away as well. So they passed away a couple years apart. So it was really hard. I did fall into a depressed state where I didn't really talk much to anyone, and it was hard to get through. I did stop dancing for a while, but then I turned to praise dancing in the church, and that's what got me through, literally. I didn't talk to anyone, which I should have, but journaling became my best friend because I felt like I couldn't trust anybody, because when I felt like when I got close to people, they ended up leaving or passing on and disappearing. So a journal was the safe space for me.
Wow. What advice would you give to someone out there now with your experience when it comes to losing people and trying to navigate through life?
Keep fighting. Keep fighting. Keep fighting. All hope is not lost. And it's okay to seek help. It is okay to seek help. There is nothing wrong with seeking help. And if I knew then what I know now, I would have definitely seek help back then.
You're listening to the Electric Drum on 94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city. So now you're going through high school. Did you end up going to college?
I went to college for 2 years. I went to Central Connecticut State University for a couple years.
How was that experience?
It was rough. It was definitely rough because I couldn't find my footing. I was still lost, and I couldn't find who I can trust, and I wasn't really in it. Oh. I couldn't grasp focusing on school and life, and it just was not for me.
Everyone goes through these phases in life where they think they have to have everything figured out and on track, but you're an example of it's okay, right?
Yes.
To just not know and feel your way through life. So what would have helped your experience in college that you didn't get?
Speaking to someone and opening up. Because I bottled everything up until it was my breaking point, that's what I feel like blocked me from moving forward through my education and getting to my next.
Well, let's get to that then, because we heard of the trauma.
Mm-hmm.
What was that breaking point?
My niece. So I took my niece in. So she was under my wing, this, which is my brother's oldest daughter. And she looked up to me. And I am, you know, I took her in. And that I had this little person looking up to me. So I could no longer bottle everything up and do for just me and be selfish, because I had this little person watching me and looking up to me. So that was the breaking point there. And I knew I had to figure everything out, not just for me, but for her.
What were those first steps of change?
Allowing myself to seek help. So I did get a therapist. I did open up, and releasing everything that was bottled up in me, I felt lighter. I did. And I didn't realize that that's what I needed to move on to my next.
Mm. Talk a little bit about the process. How did you come about, or who suggested therapy for you?
One of the pastors at my church, I was in a really, really bad state. And I couldn't get up, literally. But then she saw that I wasn't who I, you know, my normal self. And she gave me a list of different therapists to reach out to and get a feel for who I was comfortable with. And it's okay to say no. You don't have to the first person you get to or first therapist you reach out to, that may not be for you. And it's okay to walk away from that person. And I've been through dozens of therapists before I was comfortable with one.
Wow. How did you come to the determination that you were ready to accept the help?
I cried a lot. I did a lot of crying, but it wasn't until my therapist cried with me. And I knew that that was the person for me, because it was, she was able to understand where I was coming from. And it wasn't so much of I was a problem, because that's what I felt with a lot of the therapists that I've, sat down with. And and sitting in their room, I wasn't comfortable. That's a major, major issue for me. So if I'm sitting in a room and I'm not comfortable, I cannot open up. That's not me. But walking into her room, I felt comfort. And when I started opening up as to who I am, and the tears started falling, her tears started falling, and that's when it clicked. And I felt like, okay, I'm comfortable. I can do this. And everything came out, and I felt lighter. So,
talking about finding a safe space, right?
Mm-hmm.
A safe and an environment in which you can share. How important is that, especially if you can find that at a younger age? Because you keep saying lighter, right?
Yes.
Explain that to people, because people aren't, some of us aren't there yet.
You're absolutely right. So when I say lighter, a lot of times we hold on to things and bottle things up. And with that, it piles on top of each other. It's just like if you were to take a bag and you just stuff things in it, after a while, you can't fit anything else in it and it becomes heavy. And that's what it feels like. So when you start taking things out of that bag, it becomes lighter. So it was literally tearing things off and pulling everything out of that bag. So that's what it felt like. Every bit of piece of information that I kept in, I released, it was like a burden lifted. And because I felt like I didn't have anyone that I can trust, because I felt like, my aunt had all these kids. She had to worry about those, all of us, and I didn't want to put that on her, and she already had the two jobs, and it was just too much for, I felt like it was just too much for her, so let me just, figure it out myself. And it was, I was always a figure it out type of person.
The gift and the curse, right?
It is. It is.
There's a thing that we do, especially through trauma, is that we develop defense mechanisms that work for us and help us navigate through a certain part of life. How was that process of breaking down what you thought was the right way to handle things versus the way you handle things now?
Oh, I hit a lot of rocky roads. I definitely did. But one thing I will say, no matter how many times I fell, I didn't stay down long. And I am very persistent. I will tell you that. I will go back and keep trying. If I hit a brick wall, I'm going to go back and I'm going to try it again. I'm going to go a different way. I'm going to go a different avenue. You tell me no, guess what? No is not going to always be no forever. I'm going to come back a different way and we're going to try it again. However, it's just navigating. And that's just with life. Not everybody is going to accept you for who you are. And it's okay. It's okay. You may not be their cup of tea, but that does not mean you stop being you.
Going to therapy now, you started therapy, going through the process. Where and when do you start feeling the change? You say you felt lighter, but how do you feel you started behaving differently? Were you a little louder now?
Oh, I've always been loud. I've always been loud. However, it was with my movement more so than my words. And that's where the dancing came in. So I may not have said anything, with my words. It was more so with my movement. And when I mean loud, that's what I meant. Because dancing has always been a part of me, thanks to Ms. Depew, because that's how I got out. And that's where I become, loud. But when I say I've always been loud in that aspect, but me being vocal, that came when more so towards my senior year in high school, when I became a lot vocal and you heard who I was and I was loud then.
But therapy came after high school? Or when?
So that therapy came a little, my senior year.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. So you really got a good handle on it before you even graduated high school.
Yes.
Wow. Now, did you're going to therapy, did that really change the course of where you wanted to go and what you wanted to do?
It didn't.
No.
Okay. It didn't. I was still lost. I didn't know which way I wanted to go. Because after I found a therapist in high school senior year. And then when I got to college, I kind of separated and I was lost because college is a different ball game. And I was away from home. So because you got a taste of life, you're on your own and you're trying to figure things out. So I lost a bit of myself out there when I was in college and with school and trying to, I'm grown. I couldn't find my footing because I relied on so much on, my aunt and, therapy. When I got a little taste of outside and I was myself, I was doing everything myself. That's where I lost my footing.
When and where do you regain your footing? Were you in the late 20s or how long did it take?
So it was I was about 21 and it was my angel. She's my sister now and I call her my sister, Carissa Key. She's very, she's a dancer. Everybody knows her. But she literally came and rescued me. When I left school, I ended up moving in with her. I didn't even go back with my aunt. I ended up moving in with her. I ended up getting a job and trying, figuring it out who I was and trying to find out who I was in the midst of beating myself up because I felt like I failed. Not so much failed in trying to be, you know, as far as a person, but in terms of schooling. Mm-hmm. Here I am. I had these good grades. I had these scholarships, but then I let that slip away. Mm. So I felt like I failed. So now it's like me trying to figure out life. How do I get back on my feet from here? So the only thing I did what I knew was best. I'm going back to what I learned and what I saw growing up from my aunt. She made it best way, you know, did what she had to do, work. That's what I did.
You're listening to the Electric Drummer 94.3 WYBC, The Rhythm of the City. I'm Jose Candelario, and this is Charisse Adele sharing her story, how dancing saved her life and keeps her going to this day. You have a sense of confidence in everything that you do now that it's almost overwhelming. I mean, it's infectious. What do you attribute to that sense of confidence now?
Because I've always been told growing up, I'm too big to do this and I'm too big to do that. And I've always been a big girl. Always, always, always. But I never let that stop me from doing what I wanted to do. So because everybody told me I can't do, because I was a fat girl and I was always looked down on and always the target, I always let that be the fuel to my fire. And I always said to myself, anybody after me or anybody that looks at me, I want to be an inspiration to that next person.
Mm. And you are. You have now taken on a mantle. You talk about this process. I mean, I didn't even know that it was a plus size, full figure. What is it? I'm sorry. What is it called again?
Miss Full Figure USA.
All right.
Connecticut Plus.
Okay. So I did.
Miss Full Figure USA is the brand. Yes.
Okay. Very good. Didn't even know this exists now, because this isn't it. You know, things like this didn't exist 20 years ago. I mean, you found something at the right time in the right place. How did you come about, you know, this pageant?
So the brand itself, the pageant has been around since 1989, believe it or not. Founded in New Jersey. Yes. By Teresa Randolph, who is the CEO, and Jackie Epps. So the pageant has been around. It has. However, Connecticut it's new to Connecticut. This is the second year in Connecticut. My director, Sheena Postel, who is the one who brought it to my attention, she's been trying to get me into the pageant for the last couple years, brought it to my attention. And last year when she tried, 2 years ago when she tried, I ran from it. Nope, that's not who I am. Nope, nope. I'm good with dancing. Dancing is who I am. I don't have to say much. No, I'm good. But this year I decided to, you know, jump into it because it's a different, it opens me up and allows me to reach a different platform and learn more things, you know, new things about myself.
So how's the process? I mean, do you apply?
So yes, there is a registration process, which right now we are pre-registration is open to everyone ages 18 to 60. So yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
60.
60. There's still,
if you want to become a pageant winner, there's still an opportunity for you. But you're really looking for full figure people too.
Yes.
I mean, your focus is.
Yes. There's nothing wrong with the skinny minis, but there's so many opportunities out there for them. But I feel like us plus size women, we are always overlooked. However, we can do just the same thing as they can, if not more, and I say that in the most humblest way. So, yes.
You're using this opportunity now to lead, right? And to teach other young ladies. How does that feel to make that change from needing guidance to the one now providing it?
It's amazing. It is nothing short of amazing. And I never thought in a million years that I would have people looking up to me and me being an inspiration to many people, not even just so much from dancing to now being, you know, a pageant queen, but even through my weight loss journey, losing almost, you know, 250 pounds on my own. Believe it or not, I was almost 600 pounds. So yes, that is another.
Why did it take 24 minutes to talk about this?
So when
let's start because we're running out of time, and now we get to the good story. 600. Mm-hmm. And how old were you?
I was 30.
30 years old, 600 pounds, and you decided then you wanted to do something about it.
Yeah. I was actually getting ready to get the gastric sleeve, and I went through the whole process getting ready to go through the surgery, and there was a surgeon that told me, I literally told him I didn't want to do it, and he told me he'll see me back in 2 years. That's what I needed. That's all I needed to, you know, get the fuel to my fire. And I started doing what I needed to do.
When, what was that?
And I started drinking more water. I actually stopped all carbs. I had no carbs whatsoever. Not cold turkey. Cold turkey, no carbs. And then I went into transitioning over to the keto diet. I think I've tried almost everything, from the keto diet to Weight Watchers to intermittent fasting to everything that you can think of. But cardio has, and dancing, you know, has, exercising has never been my downfall. I will say that I have never been, and even the doctors could never understand how I've reached almost 600 pounds and never had high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, nothing. But it wasn't until I lost the 250 pounds that I started getting all this high blood pressure. And I was saying to myself, I should have stayed 600 pounds, if you ask me. But what, you know, I started feeling it in my knees and in my ankles. And if I wanted to continue dancing, that's what was the turning point for me.
What did work for you?
Walking more, and stop stressing. Stress will do it to you. Stress will do it. And I didn't know that, but stress will do it.
Wow. Getting rid of negative energy, walking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, dieting now, it means you're keeping the weight off.
I am.
So is dieting different now? What's dieting like now?
So right now, it's not even about what you eat, it's how much you eat. Okay. And I tell everybody that. It ain't about what you eat, it's how much you eat. Because you can have whatever you want. Don't deprive yourself. Do not deprive yourself from eating. If you want that piece of candy, eat that piece of candy.
But walk, but get to walking right after.
But and do it in moderation. Do not sit there and indulge in that whole bag of candy. Just like do not indulge in that whole bag of chips. That's what the difference is.
Dancing has evolved over time. Line dancing has been around for hundreds of years. I mean, it's part of all cultures. Yes. You name it. Africa to here.
Yes.
What is up with the Renaissance? Because line dancing has been, I mean, we've been doing this as the electric slide for 20, 30 years. And before that, you know, we thought it was like a country thing. But no, it's really a black thing.
It is. It really is. And it's been, you know, within our family reunions. And that's what I have learned to understand, that many people want to dance. However, they are limited and they feel intimidated when they see other trained dancers. Whereas line dancing, it's for everybody. My slogan, if you can walk, you can dance. And I tell everybody that you can line dance. So if you want to line dance, come line dance with me. I'm open to everybody. And my slogan is, hey, cousin, because everybody is family to me. I tell everybody, hey, cousin, you my family. Come line dance with me. Because I promise you, you'll be able to line dance after dancing with me.
Line dancing, I mean, you are a professional dancer from what I understand. What is the biggest difference? I mean, when you do contemporary dancing, it's very free-flowing now. There are some basic movements that are, you know, universal. But why is line dancing so safe? Is it because it's just a repetitive pattern that you just follow? Or
it is. It is repetitive, and it's not so intimidating. Whereas it's more of your feet move. It's like walking. And that's what pretty much line dancing is. It's walking, and you do that every day. Whereas contemporary, you are moving more so with your arms, and it's a flow. Where line dancing, you're walking. And it's the same step over and over and over again. to different songs, just different in different patterns. Same steps.
You're listening to the Electric Drum on 94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city. I'm Jose Candelario. This is Charisse Ardell. Line dancing extraordinaire, weight loss champion. I don't know how many Miss Full Figure, Connecticut. This young lady just done it all. I'm astounded. You're sharing your story now. How important is it to be able to get to the point that you can share your story to help others?
It is very important, and it took me a while to get here, but I realized by me holding it in, I'm not helping anyone. By me releasing it and letting people into my world, that is how people is going to get to their next.
One more question on line dancing. I'm going to know I'm flip-flopping going everywhere.
It's okay.
The dances look to be getting more difficult, but they're not. I mean, you're just incorporating just different things. Like there's more grape vinding. There's different moves that people do on stage, like the stylistics, but they're incorporating all these moves. So for a person who's a novice, convince me to get involved.
You can walk. You can dance. Come take class with me. Just give me one class. I promise you. You'll be back.
How can we get in touch with you?
So you can follow me on social media, Charisse Ardell, on all platforms.
Spell it, please.
Charisse Ardelle.
And is there a number or where's your class?
So, yes, telephone number 203-676-2567. My classes are Monday evenings at 7:30, 506 Blake Street at Key to Dance Studio, New Haven, Connecticut. Come see me.
All right. I think I might have to because I need some cardio. And this is like, I mean, talking about health, I mean, this is like the easiest way.
It is. It is. And it doesn't feel like you're working out. But and that's what people love about
But you're breaking a sweat.
Oh, you're going to sweat. Oh, you are going to guaranteed to sweat. I guarantee every class you're going to burn. You're going to do about, I guarantee you about 400 to 600 calories in an hour, hour 15.
Oh my God. That's an extra ice cream sandwich. So thank you so much. Charisse Ardell, everybody. This has been the Electric Drum on 94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city. I'm Jose Candelario. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I do appreciate it. And like to all the listeners out there, like always, thank you for listening.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.